Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Let's go! Keep your hands on the wheels out there now. We all know when they beat coming out, it just touch you a different type way. All right? Don't be swerving and everything, all right? Don't be bending that corner like you got that old Chevy Chevelle. Big mouth.
This is another one of those songs, Randy.
Banger.
Cannot put it on the running mix because you just start sprinting.
Oh, God. Hey, you got to learn how to control your pulse. Man.
I know.
You
got to
learn how to control your pulse.
You can't.
Yes, you can.
I still have this album, too.
Yeah.
Do you keep all your CDs? You still have your old ones?
I have a whole bunch of stuff in storage, all CDs and DVDs and all that stuff. Yeah, so it's all.
Well, I have a DVD player.
It's all in storage. I have a DVD player. It's somewhere in the garage. But no, I keep
mine's
all,
hooked up.
Yeah, I keep all. No, I ain't gonna say all that. I'm an old man, schooled, all that other stuff. But no, it's they're somewhere in there. Once I started doing the whole iPod thing, because I think Ricky Williams was the first person I saw with an iPod. And I remember I got my first iPod, and I didn't use it for 2 years. I was like, I'm using it. I got this badass no skip-ass portable CD player. So I was like, I don't need to use no damn. I was like so refusing to come into the times of iPods. And after 2 years, I finally used it. Best thing I ever did. And so I don't think I bought a CD since then. I think me and Andy were at Twin Peaks, and this gentleman gave me and him a gospel CD.
Okay.
But I think for the most part, no, I haven't bought a CD in a while.
It's funny you mentioned your, not even hesitancy, but just, you know, with the iPods. The one for me was Bluetooth. Like, I just use cord, like
wired mic headsets,
yeah. Like, for a long, long
me
time.
Too.
And then I eventually switched to Bluetooth. I'm like, what? Why didn't I?
Oh yeah, I'm still
4 years ago.
I'm still a cord guy when it comes to my headphones. Depending on like if we're going on a trip or something.
What you're doing with them?
Yeah. I mean, I like my AirPods. I bless my kids. They claimed they saved up together and got me some AirPods. But you know, whatever. But yeah, I like them. They're cool and everything. But yeah, I'm still a big cord guy. And while we're doing it, we're talking about old Gene. Rest in peace, the damn Isaiah Whitlock Jr.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. Yeah, of course. Can't go all in on that. Yeah.
I love him, man. So rest in peace to that gentleman also. But, yeah, you're talking about, Gene Decker. Gene, because he left Florida State, 3 years ago?
Couple.
Yeah, about 3 years ago. Now he's deciding to hang it up. And now the longest voice of is the Eagles guy.
Well, there's two. Gene was third.
Okay, who was
Merrill second? Reese Merrill was one. Who's and he? I just saw it. Now I don't remember.
Which
who
one's
it was.
For the Eagles? Merrill's the Eagles, right?
Yeah.
Then, oh God, who would it? Would it Green Bay guy?
Couldn't tell you. I saw it, and, oh. and it just as quickly as it came into my yeah. brain, right back out right. the other side. This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Before we get to the NFL, no huddle. And we'll talk more about Gene and Brandon Dorlus and a couple other things. I went to the movies yesterday, Randy. I saw Marty Supreme. That is the Timothy Chalamet period piece drama from the 70s table or 60s, whenever it is, where he's a table tennis, a New York hustling table tennis champ.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who the hell,
pretty
who the,
good.
Who the hell is that dude?
Timothée Chalamet?
Who the hell is he?
Well, all right. We could probably just hit the NFL no huddle then.
Yeah, I'd have no damn clue.
It's like one of Hollywood's current biggest A-listers.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What else has he played in?
Bob Dylan.
Are you playing Bob Dylan?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Bob Dylan is still on my DVR. So I intend to watch it. That and Springsteen. I intend to watch both of those, but yeah, still never knew his name. Is there anything else significant about him?
Isn't he dating?
Pretty
one
good
of,
college football fan.
He's a big college football fan.
He's dating Kylie Jenner.
He's dating Kylie Jenner.
Which one is that one? That's the one.
I think
with,
that's the youngest one. Although I'm not 100% sure about
that. Is that the one
that
21 Savage had the baby with?
I think so.
Or,
oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't go.
Not
that
21.
Deep
no.
It was one of the younger two, right?
The other dude. What's the guy? Oh God, the one who can't rap with the party hype. No,
Tyga somewhere.
Travis Scott. And Travis Scott, the dude from Houston that like had the concert and people got hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, the Astro World thing.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Was he one of the Jenners?
I don't know.
I
think so. But yeah,
look, he's not one of the Jenners. He's dating one
yeah,
of the
look
Jenners.
Look at my old up to date ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are people driving around like these guys have
yeah,
no business.
Yeah, look at my up to date ass.
A lot of people do think that Chalamet might finish runner up to Leo in best actor for this performance. So,
okay.
There you go.
Did you pick this movie over Housemaid, Abe? Housemaid
yes.
was actually a very good movie.
I think my sister went and saw Housemaid
yesterday.
It's pretty good. It's got Sydney Sweeney, also one of Hollywood's top A-listers.
I don't
Amanda Seyfried.
Only A-lister I know are the old Skibowskis. I know it's Denzel Washington's birthday the other day, 71. That's ain't nobody more A-list than Denzel.
I wouldn't say starring roles, but also found in Marty Supreme. Tracy McGrady and Kemba Walker.
Oh, nice. Nice. So, active debuts. Okay.
They were basketball players.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
They
played themselves.
Well, no, they were Harlem Globetrotters.
Okay. Again, something that I was not going to watch. But,
okay. Yeah. Anyways, let's start with the Brandon Dorlus news. Obviously, really scary moments for Dorlus on Monday night. Had to be helped off and eventually carted to the back, and it looked like tears running down his face, and understandably so. The good news today, though, is the knee is intact. It turns out it appears that it is a hamstring injury and obviously will be missing week 18. But
I just love the fact for him because, you know, we talked earlier, you know, when he went down and going off on the cart, you know, and like you said, his expression, you thought it might have been something, especially the way his knee had buckled, you thought it might have been something that was serious. So when I just saw this right when we had Dave on, that Dorlus, I mean, obviously he's not going to play on Sunday, but it's not something that's going to be a long term, something that can be a setback because this young man, I mean, he, in my opinion, is the biggest surprise to me of this team, how he's played this year, because didn't have any really idea what that interior type defensive line was going to be. But he has been the best up there. It's been good to see Root play better also. Wanted to see Zach Harris so much, but he got hurt, obviously, in and out of the lineup. But, yeah, I'm so glad that this is not something major that's going to keep this guy out for a long time.
Huge jump from year one to year two for Dorlus.
Yes.
And yeah, the fact that we believe right now that there will be no carryover is great for next season. Gene Deckerhoff, one of the all-timers.
One question, Gene.
He can go.
Yeah.
He can get it.
Well, you know what, Randy? And then I turn my mic off, go to the bathroom, come back. Gene's still on my question.
One of the nicest guys in media in general. Incredibly nice and obviously legendary. And how many guys are legendary? I know it's the same sport, but
two of them.
Iconic Florida State,
yes.
Standalone.
Yes.
And then iconic Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yes.
And just incredible that he could do both of those for as long as he did,
yes.
at the level he did. He is one of the all-timers. So there you go. A couple of interesting pieces of news. A couple of players are also going to be sitting down and not partaking this week. Jalen Hurts is being given the game off for the Eagles. So Tanner McKee will be playing. Tanner McKee.
Okay, so I'm assuming the Eagles are locked into the three or the two.
Whatever it is, they're treating this as a bye week.
Okay, yeah, they're locked into that. That's something that, you know, you give guys. We mentioned yesterday about Justin Herbert getting the week off.
Did you see the O-line numbers for that team?
It's been bad, man.
I knew it was bad. I didn't realize they were literally worst or second worst in almost every offensive line blocking passer blocking statistic.
Yeah, but you lose two all pro tackles.
Yeah, that's true. TJ Watt, season on the line for the Steelers, may return from his lung issue.
Well, I mean, yeah, that was a question going into the week. Is that last week he could play if this was like the type of game it is this week. So I anticipate everybody playing. I saw somewhere that it seems like Lamar Jackson is probably going to play this game. And so, I mean, when you're in this situation, I mean, T.J. Watt, he hasn't been T.J. Watt this year, but he's still a big-time player, and your season is on the line because this ain't no winner. I mean, loser gets
no
to
safety
go,
net.
And, yeah, you lose
in
and
or
you're out.
It, yeah. It,
just that simple.
Speaking of, I found this one fascinating, to be honest. Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel, who currently is still employed by the Miami Dolphins. He's talking about benching Tua right now. He's reportedly the number one candidate for the Browns head coach job, a job that's also currently not open.
Right.
If both Stefanski and McDaniel get canned, it sounds like the Browns would target immediately McDaniel just to hire him.
Why?
They didn't report that.
Oh, no,
answer.
I'm saying, like, yeah. I'm like, are there some ties to it or something?
I just think they believe he's a fascinating offensive mind.
Which he is.
And a lot of people would say that. I mean,
That'd be
Would either team just consider trading?
No.
You could still trade coaches, right?
You probably can, but
just
I mean,
trade
that's
McDaniel that's for Stefanski.
That's a very interesting name right there to say going towards Cleveland. Did not see that one at all. Did not have that on my bingo card.
And then found this one. I nerd out on dumb things. But this is a sports dumb thing. Ravens linebacker Draymond Jones, Eagles linebacker Jalen Phillips, and Seahawks wide receiver Rashid Shaheed all could be playing in their 18th game of the season this weekend. They were traded midseason.
Right.
They avoided the bye weeks. It's been done twice before. Mike Williams, the receiver, last year with the Jets and Steelers. And then Leonard Williams in 2023 with the Giants and Seahawks.
Okay. Well,
so. How do game checks work for that?
What you mean? You get your money.
Would you? I mean, do you get more than what? Because you normally get like a game check, right?
Yeah.
Do you get 18 game checks as opposed to 17?
It all depends on.
I guess fine print in the literature,
the
contract.
Depends, yeah, it all depends on all that. You play the 18 games, you get 18 checks. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, you get eight. Oh, yeah. It ain't no. Yeah, no. No, 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 no.
Just announced here by the Atlanta Falcons, I would say not a surprise, runaway. Bijan Robinson, Offensive Player of the Week in the NFC.
No doubt.
Would you like to take a guess at AFC Offensive Player of the Week?
But let me think. Derrick Henry.
That would be correct, sir.
Yeah, Derrick Henry.
Yeah, that would be correct. So those two running backs totaling 500 yards,
yeah.
600 yards total,
yeah,
whatever the numbers were.
They went bonkers, I'll tell you that.
Totaling, what, six total touchdowns?
Yeah, man. I mean,
between the two?
And the whole thing with the whole Derrick Henry is like, okay, no matter who's the quarterback, are you going to have that game plan again right there, Todd Monken? Are you going to give Derrick Henry 30 carries? They need Derrick Henry to get 30 carries in this game against Pittsburgh. Why not? Just keep giving them the damn football, man. Pittsburgh isn't the best run defense either. But, I mean, if you're telling me that you're going to go away from that right there, I want to hear no more Todd Monken for head coach. Don't want to hear no more.
Yeah.
Don't want to hear no more. Don't want to hear it now. But definitely don't want to hear no more about Todd Monken, head coach, if he can't give the ball to Derrick Henry 30 times.
Bijan Robinson also won Player of the Week in Week 6, coming off that bye week against Buffalo. So it's his second award of the season in that facet. So there you go. All right, when we come back here, back to the Georgia Bulldogs, back to yes, it's a bowl game, but college football playoff quarterfinal against Ole Miss. Brandon Adams is on site, on scene. He'll be down there, and he's going to join us next of Dog Nation Daily, UGA Insider. Look forward to having that conversation with him in about 5 minutes right here on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back into the Midday Show, 92.9 The Game here on New Year's Eve. Randy McMichael, Abe Gordon, in for Bunk one final time here. He'll be back on Friday in 2026. And we head out to the WadeFord.com hotline all the way to the Sugar Bowl, where our man Brandon Adams, BA of Dog Nation Daily, UGA Insider, is joining us, taking in the sights, the sounds, the scenes, the comments. BA, how you doing today, man?
I am doing great. Happy New Year to both of you, and looking forward to tomorrow for
sure.
How
many beignets has BA had?
Randy, I am so fat right now. Like, I see myself on camera. I look like a fork. I am just huge. Like, I have not stopped eating since I have been here. Beignets and everything else in between. I mean, I don't think there has been a day in which I haven't had more than three meals, right?
Because you're
like, it's like you sort of sneak in these little extra meals in between the given meals. So yes, I am putting on quite a it's like the Wilt Chamberlain 100-point game of eating right now.
Well, I mean, you're in New Orleans. That's what you're supposed to eat while you're down there, man. That means some of the best food there is.
That's what I'm telling myself. I hope it's true.
The whole atmosphere, what does it look like down there as far as, you
vibe?
Know, I don't say that. I try to stay away from that damn overused word. But what is it like down there as far as a fanfare between both Ole Miss and Georgia?
Well, this is always the day when more fans show up, right? Okay. We've seen, I would say that to my eyes, I've seen probably slightly more Ole Miss fans than Georgia fans at this point, but there's going to be a huge contingent of Georgia fans that'll be arriving today. So, you know, compared to maybe some of the other quarterfinal games, I think this is going to be a really big atmosphere. You don't want to say vibe, but I think the vibe will be probably pretty good. I think it's going to feel like a big game. And, you know, on the Ole Miss side, I know they've had a lot of change with their program, but you can make a case that, you know, this is the biggest game this program has played in anything we would think of as the modern era. So since we've been alive, this is the biggest game Ole Miss has played. So I think their fans are certainly going to treat it that way. And for Georgia, and listen, obviously this could all change if the result goes the wrong way tomorrow, but I think for Georgia, there is a feeling among fans right now that this is a team that is better positioned than it was last season. You know, last year, it's Gunnar making his first start. Georgia had lost twice in the regular season a year ago. This year, they've only lost the one time. You know, Georgia got a coveted win against Alabama, which is the sort of thing that raises the optimism level for Georgia fans, because those have been so few and far between that there is a level of enthusiasm, I think, for Georgia they probably did not have a year ago. Now, I also think there's some Georgia fans who are maybe saying, well, if they can win this game, they're going to go try to travel to the Fiesta Bowl next week. You know, I think some folks are holding out for maybe that opportunity, but I do think there's going to be a big game feel to this because it's a rare instance of SEC versus SEC in the Sugar Bowl. Mm.
The only vibe we talk about here is the Atlanta vibe, pro volleyball here in Atlanta. So
there you go. I like that.
I do think that certainly Georgia's better positioned. You mentioned that. What interests me is what Ole Miss is coming into this game. And obviously, no Lane Kiffin, Pete Golding takes over. There's a number of coordinators that are eventually going to be headed to LSU, but they're still impactful in the program, including in tomorrow's game. And we have now seen them for one performance without Lane Kiffin. In that win, B.A., did you notice anything different? What did we learn about a no Lane Kiffin Ole Miss squad?
Yeah, I don't know that we learned much in the Tulane game simply because, A, that was a replica of what we had already seen. You know, right. Ole Miss had handled Tulane easily earlier in the year and essentially did that again. And look, you know, John Summerall's on his way out of the Tulane program too. So I think that the Ole Miss Tulane round one game to me feels like a little bit of a throwaway in terms of what it predicts for this game. Instead, though, what I'm going to look at is, I think on, you know, tomorrow night, this is one of those games in which the first quarter is going to tell us so much. Like, I'll run through it here really quickly. You know, Kewan Lacy, the outstanding Ole Miss running back, he's apparently healthy. He's going to play again. Well, let's see how that shoulder holds up to contact once the game begins. We'll learn that in the first 15 minutes. Same thing for, as you say, and we talked about this, I think, last week, the absence of Lane Kiffin. I just think that's a big deal. And I think the fact that the Ole Miss assistant coaches who have left with Kiffin to go to LSU but are staying for the playoff, the fact they've been pulling double duty the last couple of weeks, including, I think, even some this week, I think that what kind of distraction or lack of focus does that create? We may learn that some in the first 15 minutes tomorrow. Obviously, Georgia's a better defensive team, we think, now than it was when the game against Ole Miss began. But if Ole Miss is moving the football early, then we may be saying, well, actually, this is Georgia facing a top-flight offense again, and all of a sudden now these stops are hard to come by. I think if you want to get a gauge for how this game's going to go, I think the first 15 minutes tomorrow are going to be incredibly key. In fact, for people who are thinking, you know, point spreads and betting and things like that, this may be one of the better live betting opportunities, because I think you're going to pretty quickly see what the mood of this game is. Now, we also saw in the fourth quarter in October, game completely flipped. So obviously anything can happen. But I think we're going to be able to tell what the layoff has meant for Georgia, what the absence of Lane Kiffin means for Ole Miss. A lot of this may become evident in the first 15 minutes tomorrow.
B.A., what about the injuries? I know that Aguero, the star, he's out. Also, obviously, Gabe Harris. We know that that Drew's not going to play. But if these two guys are out, these are two starters. I mean, do you think Georgia has the depth and the experience to replace guys like that?
Well, I think they feel like they do at the nickelback position with Rashawn Dinkins stepping in for Janelle Aguero. No disrespect to Janelle. I think that Georgia really likes Rashawn Dinkins a lot, and I think they felt like he had a really good game in the SEC championship because, you know, Aguero didn't play there either. I just think they think that Dinkins is ready. Once again, no disrespect to Aguero, but I don't feel like Georgia thinks it has much of a drop-off with Dinkins right now. They really like him a lot. The Gabe Harris injury, I do think that's a big deal. Now, Georgia's obviously got some talented guys. This will be an opportunity for Joseph Jonah-Jonye to step in. And I do think the outside linebackers that have played better, including Quintavious Johnson, as the season has gone along, they'll have maybe extra responsibility or maybe just extra emphasis on what they're doing. But I think the Harris injury is a really big deal because he's been very good. I think the Aguero injury is maybe less of a big deal because I think they love Dinkins in coverage, and I think they think he's ready.
I just want to follow up. I don't know if maybe I blanked out watching this bowl game in which a terrible turnover just took place. But Colby Young and the potential for his return, how does that impact what they're going to do offensively and certainly how the ball is spread around over the course of this game?
Well, I talked to Colby yesterday, and you know he was rare and go, and obviously he's no longer listed on the availability report at all. I'm weird, though, in the fact that I'm still a little suspicious of, man, for a guy that when he got injured, whenever it was early in the season, I mean, I think we all thought he was done. Now you have this miraculous recovery. If I had to guess, I still think his biggest impact will come if Georgia advances national semifinal, maybe a national championship. But, I mean, it could be that he's fully healthy. And if he is, he's a very important player for Georgia. He's a red zone weapon. He's a third down weapon, big body guy. They really, really like him a lot. If he's fully healthy, then he'll be one of Georgia's top receivers tomorrow. I still have a suspicion this may be one of those things where he's on the field, but the guys we've seen shouldering the load, they may be the ones that do most of that. And if Georgia can advance, then there's maybe more of Colby Young to come after that. The template for this might be George Pickens in 2021. After a long injury, came back for the game against Michigan. He was on the field, didn't do much, had a huge catch in the national championship against Alabama. It may be one of those things where if Colby, before this thing is done, I'm talking about, you know, into January, if he can find another big catch or two for Georgia, that's the kind of thing that could change the outcome of the season. And I guess we'll see if he's able to provide some of that tomorrow. I'm still a little suspicious of how much that's going to be.
And he played well in that game before he got hurt also last time he played against against Ole Miss. Last one for me, B.A., and I know we talk about it, and I don't know if you've had a chance to talk to Kirby or at his presser talking about last year being down there and all the other things outside the field. That, you know, as far as we know, what happened with Big Coach Smart and everything. Has he spoken on any of that while y'all have had him in the press?
Yeah, he has. He's obviously been asked about that a lot, and I think for the most part, he's really tried to downplay that. It's one of those things where, and I think, and I know Randy, you would agree. I mean, you know, privately, he deserves to, you know, keep those thoughts private. Right. That's what he wants to do. Obviously, you know, and when you know Coach Smart, you know, Mr. Smart, Sonny Smart, passed away last year, it brought back a lot of memories for me of my own father's passing, right? So I know how emotional that was even for me to watch Kirby go through that. I'm assuming there must be a lot of emotion around that. I can tell you, for all the media that's here, you know, being exactly a year ago that obviously the terrible tragedy happened with the horrific, you know, terror attack. I mean, I think a lot of media people are also kind of in a weird spot again, too, of, boy, we were just here and, you know, being in the exact same spot, right, you know, only a couple of blocks away from where it happened, you have that feeling, too. So I think there's a lot of emotion around this, but I'll give the Sugar Bowl people a lot of credit in the fact that they've made this game feel just as fun and big as it ever was. And obviously, I think Georgia is locked in. And I think that Kirby's commitment to being locked in with his team probably helps him from going back and thinking too much about, you know, exactly what happened a year ago for him when he was in this spot and on a different set of circumstances for the entire city around that same time.
Look, B.A., and this is my final one as well. You'd never look past this game, and there's still a lot to be determined on the field, but there's a chance that Georgia in the semifinals, assuming they can beat Ole Miss, could be facing Carson Beck. Has there been any talk about the potential for that matchup and kind of how that would feel, despite, you know, both teams needing to take care of business tonight and tomorrow?
Yeah, I don't know there's been talk about it a ton yet, just because, I mean, I think if you're Georgia, you didn't advance in this spot a year ago. So I think obviously Georgia just wants to get through this game. But you are right in terms of, like, storylines and you guys, you know, talking, you know, local sports every single day. To have Georgia facing its former quarterback, if it would happen, and Miami's, you know, decent underdog tonight. They're about a 9.5-point underdog, so they're not favored to win. But in terms of local storylines that you all have covered on the Andy and Randy show, that would be one of the bigger ones in recent years because, you know, Beck was such a lightning rod when he was at Georgia last year. So if it gets to that point in terms of the media attention and all the questions and all of the going back and looking at this and looking at that and things that were said, I mean, it's going to be a really big deal. But obviously both those teams would have to win for that to occur.
B.A., stay safe. Try and limit that calorie intake, and we'll chat with you next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
Appreciate
Happy
you,
New Year.
Thank you. Brandon Adams, Dog Nation Daily there on the WadeFord.com hotline. Randy, I put on 14 pounds on the cruise.
You told me that, dog.
I think New Orleans would be equally as dangerous. The beignets, I think you're right.
I've only had one beignet, and I understood why, because I was like, I'm going to sit here and just eat all these. I've only had one. I've been to New Orleans numerous times. I've only had one beignet, but yeah, the food down there, it's just excellent. It's excellent. That's the only time I will have a daiquiri, because I love, it's the only time. The only time, and it always has to be the same thing. I got to have a hand grenade.
Okay,
I have my hand grenade, and then I'll go about my business, because me and that drink, we went toe-to-toe on a damn Tuesday.
You lasted longer than... Paul did, huh?
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, I bet.
We went toe-to-toe one day, me and that drink right there.
I'll tell you what gets me in trouble in New Orleans is that it's a heavy lunch town.
Yes.
And I don't mean a lot of people eat lunch there. I mean, the lunches you eat in New Orleans are heavy.
Yes.
They are like first dinners, essentially.
Yes.
It's not like a deli sandwich and you're good. It's a heavy lunch. And there's nothing wrong with that because that food, as you mentioned, is outstanding. Speaking of New Orleans, Bo Johnson. And the back page coming your way next. This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll wrap this hour up with the back page with Bo coming up next. And a lot still to come in the 1 o'clock hour as well. So stick around. It's the Midday Show. Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Welcome back into the Midday Show, Andy and Randy. He is Randy McMichael. I am Abe Gordon, filling in for Bunk today. College football action already underway. Obviously a big game tonight, Miami, Ohio State, and the Cotton Bowl, the college football playoffs. But the ReliaQuest Bowl, Iowa and Vanderbilt. Iowa right now out to a 7-0 lead. Had Vandy on the ropes, but got a red zone turnover, did the Commodores, and now they're trying to drive to tie, Randy.
Yeah, they are smacking Pavi in his first quarter, man. But I know the funny thing we're looking at, they got the NFL show on TV, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the one with Manti Te'o on them. Yep. And so he's obviously at home. And, you know, that's one of the things people like is when, you know, you're an athlete and you're doing Zoom or whatever, and they can see the background and surroundings of your posters and your jerseys and your trophies. Well, he has a poster of when they had the Netflix show on him. You know, when they did the Netflix show about him being catfish and all those different things. And it's sitting right behind him in this camera. And I'm sitting there wondering, like, you're proud of that? Like, I mean.
I was curious of the same thing the first time I saw that.
Yeah, like, you proud of that?
I think he's proud that there was a Netflix special about it.
Okay.
Like, starring him and his situation.
Yeah.
His story got told, kind of.
Yeah.
Can't be proud of the whole situation, but as far as he goes, it's Good Morning Football is what he has. And then before that, great football player, but that catfishing thing kind of. So maybe he's just celebrating the fact that, hey, I got a Netflix special.
Yeah.
Kind of like Chappelle.
Hey, never.
Not quite the same thing.
Maybe. I wouldn't want to be known as the brother who had this gal that I ain't never see or never touched, never nothing, but I called her my gal.
Is that the highest profile catfishing incident in history?
I would imagine.
I watched.
And maybe he's trying to just bring awareness.
I watched the show with Donna one time. The show, the catfish show.
Right.
Yeah, I watched that one time with her, and I was like, oh, there's a couple. I sit back and watch sometimes when she's just in the room. I was like, oh, what you watching? And she'll say that or the what's the other one she likes? The 600-pound something?
My 600-pound life?
Yeah. And I was just like, oh, okay. But, yeah. But, But they, all right. But they, you know, one thing that's always amazes me about that story is that all of them got a man to take care of them, a woman to take care of them. Like, there's love for everybody. But they usually, you know, I was just wondering. I was like, oh, okay. All right, 600-pound wife that you go to the store and buy her $500 worth of burritos.
I can eat a lot, Randy. I can't eat $500 worth of burritos.
Like, you know, but yeah, so sometimes I'll catch some of them funny stories. But yeah, when I saw that, I was like, huh, he has the catfish, the girlfriend who didn't exist on the back. I mean, it's right over his right shoulder.
And then whose jersey is on the other shoulder?
That's his.
Oh, that's his high school. Yeah, that's high the school, front. Oh, I thought jersey. That was the back. Okay.
Yeah, I just, it's kind of weird. That's all. But I'm proud of you, dog. He bounced back like a champ.
Honestly,
he really did.
He bounced back like a champ. He got a fine ass wife, got some beautiful children and everything. But yeah, I don't know.
From where he was
to
the NFL career not exactly going as, you know, ideally the way that he had wanted it to where he is now is pretty impressive.
Yeah, man. Good for him. And one thing I know, and I talked to guys that played in San Diego with him, he's a great dude.
Yes.
He's a great dude, and so that's why you hated to see a great dude happen like that. But that's just one of the things where, like,
but still,
Manti Te'o, like, he's a big physical linebacker, got good hair, and you couldn't find a real woman. That's my only thing.
He thought he had one.
No, but I'm saying,
but
like,
how
you could find
thing is
one
always how.
That you could like lay up with in the bed and put your arm around her, like you would had to like fall asleep on, not even the. You fell asleep on FaceTime with the camera off. You know what I'm saying?
It's not
like, get out of here, man.
It's not that long ago, but like
you
now.
Fell you fell asleep with the cat. Like somebody was snoring in the background. You probably like, you want to sleep together? Yeah. Just put your phone right there. We'll go to sleep together. I can't see you, babe. Oh, it's dark in here. I can't get up and turn on the light.
At least now, like with AI help and with filters, you could probably pull it off a lot easier.
Oh, I would think
so. In terms of like a physical video.
Yeah.
Back then, again, it's not that long ago. I'm always going to come back to how.
You been catfishing for you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm too smart for it.
The way you're saying that right now, I was like, somebody get you though?
No. I honestly believe I'm too smart for it.
Oh, hell.
I don't think I'd fall victim to.
From what we've known of you, how long have we been together? 3 years with Abe?
Something like that.
About 3 years with him? Yeah, we kind of already know that. You know, you're very cautious when it comes to the other half.
That too.
How about that?
Oh, that I would actually be, yeah. You're right. That would actually be my first, like, cautious. This isn't real, is like, why is this person even showing interest? That'd be my first doubt.
No, that's your first doubt? Hey,
I didn't think so, right?
That's your first doubt. Your first doubt is, why would these
I'll be honest, why Randy. Would it,
You don't hold hate, yourself to a high
You're going
to
hate me saying you this. I don't.
You don't hold yourself to a high standard.
No, and I'm going to showcase that by saying this because you're going to hate me saying this. I am on some of the dating apps.
I know that.
And I will auto swipe left if a chick is too hot. Because
That's you knowing, you know.
Yeah.
Your lane.
But there are plenty of donks out there who have beautiful wives.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
they might make more money than I do.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing too. But I mean, the overly cautious of women, we already know that about you. The she's too hot for me. Again, like
I will auto swipe on that.
I don't know what that means, but
just without even browsing down the profile,
wrong direction. Just
yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm talking about swiping. No,
you think it's a fake profile picture?
You think it's a fake profile, or you think you can't get?
Yeah,
it?
I think a lot. Both. Oh. One or the other. Either one, same ending.
Right.
But yeah, I either think it's fake,
okay.
or they're using someone else's photo, or what is the point of even trying to swipe here? What are we doing?
You never know, man. There's somebody out there for everybody, man. There's somebody out there for you, Abe.
Anyways.
We're going to find her.
Interesting tie-ins to New Orleans. Really? Obviously, Georgia there for the Sugar Bowl. Raheem Morris says he hates the Saints. That's going on as well. The best representative of New Orleans, though, our Bo Johnson is here, and we do love Bo and the back page. Hello, Bo.
So I kind of already mentioned this in the first segment, I believe, but shout out to Louisiana Tech for winning the Independence Bowl last night. My eldest daughter is a Tech graduate. She was at the game.
Nice.
Wow. Did y'all see any of this game on TV, Independence Stadium?
No.
You dodged playing there, right? You never had to play.
Oh, dude, that was a rule. We'd rather go to Music City Bowl. Nobody wanted to go there.
This
nobody
20
wanted
some years ago, bro, that stadium.
Nobody wanted to go to
There are nicer high school stadiums here than Independence Stadium.
I believe it.
And I'm not even talking about Buford. I'm talking about just other high school. Norcross Stadium is probably better.
Yeah, it's ragged as hell.
Independence Stadium. And it just wasn't full, and they've got the end zones filled out.
Does anybody play their home games there?
No. Oh, okay. No. They do the Independence Bowl. Okay. There used to be a Northwestern and Louisiana Tech. Used to do like a fairground showdown.
Right.
That was before Louisiana Tech became 1A. So, but anyways, congratulations, Tech. They had some pretty slick-looking black uniforms on yesterday. You know I love the black uniforms. So, last black back page of the year, and it is what the kids like to call, I don't know, hate week, I guess. So, with that in mind, I figure we'll have some good old-fashioned fun and poke fun at another fan base that's not the Falcons and the Saints, but there is a tie-in for both. Let's take you back to Monday Night Football.
So after the blown coverage, the Falcons take a timeout. Second down. Aired out. Tutu Atwell has it hit off his hands. And now 9 seconds remain. And boy, have they had two chances here on these last two plays, but it's 3rd and 10.
Now, the reason why I didn't use, you know, our home radio call for that one is because it did end up being an incomplete pass. And we only really pulled passes that actually made it to, and usually only just Falcons' actual highlights, too. That would have been a Rams highlight. So here's Joe Buck shortly after that play, because this is the one where there was no pass interference called.
Watch the left arm of Atwell and the grab here. Not allowing his arm to go up to make the catch. That's a missed call.
And that's a good point, Joe. I mean, that first arm, it's hand fighting, but the second time he holds the left arm down right when he's trying to make the catch, that's a pass interference.
old Rams fans who are crying for pass interference, still like 3 or 4 days later.
Oh, really?
Have we forgotten about this play?
Pass is incomplete, no flag for Tommy Lee Lewis.
Oh, you got to let that go, man. Mecole
Coleman delivered a hit.
Years, Bo.
And the two officials talk to each other. He's going crazy as there's no flag right on the Saints sideline.
It's the worst ever. It's one of the
it's
worst.
It's the most egregious miss in NFL history. It's
100%.
It's awful. It's awful. It is, man. But let it go.
But it happened.
Well, it's not me that's not letting this go. Right. Now Rams fans are crying about a Monday night football game. Now, look, I know they were vying for the number one seed. Matt Stafford's vying for MVP or whatever. But, look, if turnabout is fair play, here you go, Rams fans. And if now you all of a sudden have issues with no calls on pass interference, well.
Gotta let it go.
We got two words for ya.
So technology got me right there, and I had a little menu pop up. I tried to hit that.
You and I talked earlier, I finally figured out where you were headed with that, and then I delayed, and so did the equipment.
Can't win them all.
That's all.
I got failed right there at the very end. But anyways, yeah, man. Hey, look, you want to cry about no pass interference calls? You know, two words, Rams fans.
There we go.
You know, and I can't say them on the air. But you know where they are. Feel free to finish at home. So what would it be the last back page of the year if we did not hear from the ultimate superhero, Jameis Winston? Here's Hard Knocks. And Jameis trying to figure out who has the best soprano voice from the offensive line room.
Who has the highest alto voice in the Senegard combination?
In the Senegard?
Do y'all know what the alto is? Soprano
didn't
voice.
Didn't have anything like saving.
Soprano's like the highest woman's voice.
Hard your man.
Hey, Shane. I've been reading. Go read. Get it.
Get it, Reed.
There we go. Maybe Jameis can be an opera singer or an opera tenor whenever he gets done with football.
He's gonna
got it all.
He's got it all, man. Well, I mean, he damn Jameis. There was a little dust up in the Giants last game. So that
Jameis right up in there with
Jameis
Jamal Adams.
Squared up and everything.
Hey, look,
huh?
Just because Jameis is a super nice human being and a great soul, you know, you don't go messing with his people. Yeah, Jameis will fight you.
He squared up with old boy though.
So this being New Year's Eve, this is the eighth amateur night of the season, meaning this is the night when people like him and go get in trouble. Please be aware of these people and don't make dumb decisions this evening.
Yes.
Especially like young Gerson Melo Machado, who unalived himself in Brazil last Sunday. Now, Gerson wanted to be a lion tamer when he grows up.
Oh, hell.
The best way to become a lion tamer, Gerson, is to go to school for it.
Yes.
You know, go get you some classes at the zoo.
Yes.
You don't want to go climbing a freaking fence at the zoo in captivity. Young Gerson did not even make it off the other side of the fence before he was grabbed by a female lion, a lioness, and was mauled.
Yes. Deserved it. You deserve it.
Don't do stuff
If you climb into...
What are people thinking? I'm going to be a lion tamer one day. I'm going to go jump into the cage with the lions?
Anybody who gets mauled by animals at the zoo, you deserve it. Why are you climbing? No, I said, if you're climbing your ass in there, unless you're going out there, your child fell in there or something
I can get that.
Okay, but if your ass is drunk and think you're going to be a lion tamer, watch this, guys. You deserve to be somebody's lunch.
Like, you think you can just go in there and talk to freaking lions?
You deserve. Just like when they say, stay away from damn buffaloes. Your ass deserves to be trampled. All right? It says, stay your ass away. That picture going to look good on Facebook, whether you are 30 feet away or 5 feet away. All right?
Best thing about this story is that the lion will not be put down. No harm is going to come for the lion, as there should not be. You're right. As the lion did nothing wrong, as this idiot went jumping into their
You deserve it.
There you go. The final.
You deserve it.
The final back page bow of 2025. Hey, a little extra feature on today's show. Randy and I are going to stick around from 2 to 2:30 leading you into Hawks coverage. So we'll get you sound very excited about that extra 30 minutes alongside
me,
Randy.
The hell did I forget that damn
you want to go home? I'll go solo.
That's fine with me.
We maybe should have cleared that with Conti first. It's not really my call.
Yeah.
Bo, you want to go home? I'll just come in there and start pressing buttons and talking and seeing how it goes. No?
I was going to say, you know, you wouldn't be totally solo because I'd be here. Now, if you want to rock the whole 30
minutes. That's what I'm saying. I've done it before. I'll do it again. Yeah. But we still have an hour before we get there and then try and prevent the slowest 30 minutes in radio for Randy's sake. Hour number three on the way. Mark Schlereth is going to join us, chat about the NFL, and a lot more coming your way in college football as the quarterfinal matchups are set and start tonight. That's coming your way. It's the Midday Show. Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.